Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail IME on January 14 regarding David Campbell, C-A-M-P-B-E-L-L. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Campbell as described in the report referenced above. This pertained to injuries he allegedly sustained at work to his right shoulder on 7/29/16 and to his left knee on 9/5/17. The former is the current subject event. Mr. Campbell is now a 61-year-old male. He reports he was injured at work on 7/29/16. He tore his rotator cuff in the right shoulder. He did undergo surgery to repair this on 12/13/17. He also referenced the left knee injury that was treated without surgical intervention. He completed his course of active treatment in June 2018. New paragraph. Per the record supplied, Mr. Campbell received an order approving settlement on 12/9/19 to be inserted here. He I believe received another for the other body part. He then reopened his claim. With respect to the 2017 event, he supplied answers in which he indicated having undergone bariatric bypass surgery on 12/19/19. He had physical therapy for 4 months, beginning 10/15/20. He had no further work on the right shoulder or left knee. New paragraph. Additional records show that Mr. Campbell went to a virtual emergency room on 10/27/17. He stated he had a work injury in early September in which he tripped over something on the floor and landed on his left knee. He was being worked up through workers' compensation, including x-rays of the knee and hip that were normal. He had occasional left lateral thigh numbness and swelling. The swelling had gone down over the past few days. He was able to fully weight bear, but has been walking with a cane. He did undergo a venous Doppler ultrasound that was negative for deep vein thrombosis. He was then discharged with the primary diagnosis of simply left leg pain. A paragraph on 7/8/21. Dr. Lipschultz performed an orthopedic evaluation. He summarized the petitioner's course of treatment to date. When last seen by Dr. Lipschultz on 9/10/18, he was utilizing a cane because of left hip pain, a left hip trochanteric bursal injection, as well as an intra-articular hip injection, was administered on 9/26/18. On 10/8/18, he noted some improvement in his lateral hip pain, but continued to have groin pain. Relative to the work injury of 10/4/17, he placed the petitioner at maximum medical improvement and discharged him from care. He recommended weight reduction. He had retired in 2019. He did undergo gastric bypass surgery on 12/13/19. His weight had dropped from 330 pounds to 250 pounds subsequently. Upon exam, he had a lack of 10 to 15% of right shoulder internal rotation. The motion was otherwise full. Strength was also good. He had restricted right digital range of motion. property left 1 to 2 finger breadths of right hand flexion of the fingertips to the distal palmar crease, including his index to small finger. Pretty had swelling of the PIP joints. Pretty's left knee was not unstable to varus or valgus stressing. Pretty was tender in the retropatellar and over the medial joint line. Pretty there was no joint effusion. Pretty's Lachman test was negative and McMurray's test was equivocal. Pretty relative to his right shoulder, Dr. Lipschultz concluded he had done well with excellent range of motion and good strength. Pretty with respect to the right shoulder, he deemed the petitioner had reached maximum medical improvement. Paired relative to his left knee, he most likely has symptoms from degenerative arthritis. Paired, this had been seen in an earlier MRI and most likely had progressed. Paired treatment for that should be handled under his primary health insurance. Paired relative to his low back and left leg symptomatology, he would give consideration to a diagnostic and therapeutic left L4 and 5 or L5-S1 epidural steroid injection. Pretty related the need for pain management injections to the work injury that occurred in 2017. Period physical exam. General appearance, he claims that he drops items from his right hand. Pretty spends his time writing books. Period extremities upper inspection revealed healed right shoulder scars but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period right shoulder abduction was 160 degrees and flexion 150 degrees with external rotation to 85 degrees. Paired adduction, extension, and internal rotation were full. Paired combined active extension with internal rotation was to the L2 vertebral level. Paired motion of the right elbow, wrist, and fingers was full on all planes without crepitus tenderness, triggering, or locking. Paired and put this in bold for unclear reasons. I did not perform examination of the left upper extremity. Period. There was no tenderness palpation about the right shoulder. Pretty did complain of pain posteriorly in the shoulder when supine. Period shoulder maneuvers normal. Extremities lower. Manual muscle test was 5-, resisted left extensor hallucis longer strength, but was otherwise 5/5. Pretty was tender to palpation in the left infrapatella area, but there was none on the right. Period modified provocative maneuvers, or at the knees were negative. Spine cervical inspection revealed a forward held posture, but no apparent scars. Period flexion was full to 50 degrees. Period extension was reduced to 40 degrees, bilateral rotation to 65 degrees, right side bending 45 degrees and left side bending 40 degrees. Paired the rest of that section is normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. He ambulated with a limp on the left without utilizing a cane. Paired was able to stand on his heels and toes. Paired changed positions slowly and was able to squat to 80 degrees, shifting his weight to the right leg. Paired impressions, David Campbell was injured at work, as marked in my prior report. Paired since seen here, he received an order approving settlement with dismissal. Paired in July 2021, he was seen by Dr. Lipschultz, as noted above. Paired new paragraph, my opinions relative to permanency and causation are the same as marked in my prior report. Period. Simply put, there is no increase in the permanency about the right shoulder. Period. End.